little slip with a pressure of the hawks, the pressure of the noise in there.
Had you worn pants before you went to work for Douglas?
Oh, I had to when at the packing house. That's when it wasn't even pants, if I would call them. Oh, like those lame pajamas around the home, out of material. That's what we wore that first at the packing houses. And then when the war broke out, we had to use uniforms, so that's when the slacks, we wore slacks at that time. But most of the time, the women always wore dresses. And then below your knees, not on top of your head. But that's, and I got used to it. But, because we've done a lot of climbing, we've done a lot of climbing up on ladders. And like the foreman said, there had to be a little restrictor on there. They were really strict at that time. Now they don't care, but they were real strict. How a woman was dressed, not much makeup. And those three things they asked them not to do: no swearing, no gossip, and no religion. And only once at noon, I think they had church. The people that liked to go to church at dinner time, they would all sit down and read their Bibles and discuss and eat. But that's about all you can hear. No politics. One thing they won't tolerate. Or if you couldn't get along with the fellow workers, they move you around. They transfer one place to another. It's just my luck that I just stayed in the same place in the bottom of the floor. They were talking about who. If they talk to me nice, I talk to them nice. They invite me to eat with them, I sit down and eat with them, whether they were colored or what. Because one colored man was very good to me. His name was Brown. And a lot of times when I went in the feed, I had to carry that like toolbox on the ladder. He'd look around, see if there's no farmers around. He put my toolbox on top. And he says, whenever you need help, he says, let me know. He was always a real help. And he was real nice. Or when the coffee break, he'd always say, well, girls, I'm going out and get coffee. You want some? There's Ruby and Kay Holloway, the two that had already passed away with white lung like I had. He'd always bring coffee for the three of us. He was very gentleman, that matte colored one, very decent. Very, very clean. I never seen a cleaner black person. He never smelled. He was real clean.
Were there ever times when people didn't get along?
Oh, yes. Wanting to get in between the guys. I've seen them fight that. Fist fights.
About what kind
of about thing? A toolbox, or they borrowed my tools and they didn't bring it back, or they came in my toolbox and picked up my tools while I was gone. And you can't blame them because the tools cost too much. I never missed anything. But every time I went out, like for dinner time, I closed my toolbox. But I never missed anything. And if I did, I wouldn't say nothing. I'd just go ahead and buy another one. And I'd seen them get mad from kind of the jobs they got. One of them, like, well, mine was always a dirty job. It didn't bother me. I just let it go with that. Bobby and I, we just laugh it out. And at one time, I saw Bobby get mad. We were working on the door jam on the top of a ship. I don't know what I done. Oh, I know what I got. I was trying sweeping. I was going to stand up right there and there's some rivets. And I said, well, wait a minute. I'm going to take these rivets before I started bucking them, because I was bucking the rivets. She got disgusted when she had her hands full of rivets and said, oh, darn these rivets. And the rivets were scattered out. Then it took us half hour to clean up the river. But the only time. And we had worked for about 20 years together. She was very nice old lady. Very, very nice lady. After from Jacob, I started working with her and Kay Holloway, the two ladies that already passed away. And then Betty Murphy from the Union, she's still my very good friend. And Betty and I went on strike. And she said, now what are you going to do? 51. And she said, now what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. They told me to go in the first gate one for picking. You don't want to pick. I said, well, I have to. She said, well, stay there 5 minutes and then come out here and sell donuts. I said, I'm not going to sell no donuts. I'll just go ahead and pick and walk around the line. So, and then if they wanted knives to go pick it and they couldn't get help, well, I'd go and help them. Didn't bother me.
Did you join the union during the war?
Oh, had to be union before you went to work. At that time, you had to pay and then get in work. But now, afterwards, they let you go ahead and work and they'll take it out of your check. That's when they started taking your income tax out. I think it was in 41. Before you had to pay it at the end of the year, and whether you had enough money, you went, and you had to pay a fine. But after it's time to take it out of your check.
Did you go to union meetings?
Oh, yes, and I was a steward for a long time. A steward's job is if they're having a misunderstanding between the lead and one of the workers, or if the lead is pushing the worker too much. You go and talk to them, and if they don't work, you go and get the shop steward, which is a head, and he'll come and settle it. Or do you know that that woman is wrong, or man, against the lead? Well, they transfer her right out of there and put her in someplace else. Mm-hmm. Well, I've seen a lot of that.
While you were working during the war years then, and afterwards, did you do work at home as well? Did your mother do the household work, or did you help with that?
I helped her. My mother would do the cooking. She never let us cook. She never let me cook. I didn't know how to cook when I got married. She only done the cooking and the washing, because years ago we used to put the clothes in the tub and boil them outside. So she done always the washing and the cooking. Then on weekends, I done the real good cleaning for the whole house. Like taking everything out, wash all the blankets, hang them outside while I mopped. And I used to use sheep teeth. But I'm always been afraid of oral disease. And we know what you hear. So I never had it, but what I heard. And so I had so many brothers. My mother said, now what you going to do? I'm going to wash floors. I said, she did stink the whole place up for a while. And the knobs of the doors. But I done the general cleaning once. It was real, real good. And that would last for the following. Because my kids never did work dirty. Maybe they were patched up and what have you, but you never seen any papers on the floor, a pencil on the floor or anything. They had their things put away. You never saw clothes hanging around any place. My mother had taught them that.
Were there special things that you liked to do with your kids when they were little?
Oh, yes, but I never had time because during the war we worked Saturdays and Sundays. when my kids were getting small, I had to work all the time. And then a lot of times I had night shift. And when I worked at night, well, they would be in school. And by the time I went to work, well, they were already better coming home, and I was going to school work. So we never see each other, but my mother would take care of me. And during the day was the same story, because I'd get up at 5 o'clock. By the time they were ready to go to school, get ready, I was already at work. And then by the time I came home, it was 4 or 5 o'clock. With making the home, doing the homework or playing outside, and then they go to bed, and that was it. So I didn't have much time to be with them. I'm just lucky they're good, you know, after. Just a lucky thing, that's all. I never had trouble with them.
Who were your friends during those years?
During the war?
Uh-huh.
I only had three friends. Barbie, Kay Holloway, and Betty Murphy. And then when we went to San Diego, Barbie, Kay and I were the ones that went to San Diego. I met a girl, and I went to the plaza in San Diego, and they had a restroom in the under tunnel. I went in there, I came out of work, and I saw that girl in the corner crying. I asked her, what's your trouble? She said, well, she said, Consolidated hired me, brought me from New Mexico. And she says, I can't find my room. I said, what do you mean you can't find your room? She said, no, so they said that we would have a hotel to be at the depot. I said, but when we came here, they don't have no place for us. So I said, well, what's your name? She says, Mary Belcour. I said, are you alone? I said, yes. And she said, I lived in a farm all my life and come to a big city like this. She says, I'm lost. So I said, come with me. She said, where to? I said, in my house. He says, you don't know me and I don't know you. I said, well, you will know each other. So we came home together. And she lived with me for about 6 months until she found a place to stay. And to this day, every time I go to San Diego to see my girl, I call her and talk to her on the phone. Or she comes up this way for something. Well, she'll get in touch with me. She'll write to me. And that's all. I never was much with having a bunch. I had a lot of friends that, you know, seeing them, talking to them, and visiting, that they call them real chums, that you can depend on them and trust them.
Did you do much outside of work with them?
No, it was all aircraft. The only good chum who worked outside was Jenny Bandonato, the one that first one went to hunt for a job. Mm-hmm. That's the only one. Jenny and I, no. When we worked in the packing house and things like that, was Jenny. But, and then Kay Holloway, Betty Murphy, and Kate, and Barbie.
What kinds of things would you do with them?
With them?
During your free time?
Oh, we'd go to a dance, go to a show. And it seemed that we never went to a bar. We didn't have time for that. We'd go riding, go to the beach. That's about it. Go out someplace and have something to eat, a sandwich. Because they all had families. And they were all, one of them was divorced, so the other one was, her husband was overseas and they didn't have nothing else to do. We'd go someplace to eat and in the afternoon come home. That's about it. We didn't do much. That was, like I said, I was always with my mother, my children, most of the time, when I didn't have nothing else to do.
How would you like to spend your free time on your days off?
Well, my free time, I spend it cleaning up house on Saturday. And on Sunday, the days that we didn't work, we'd go to church. Or stay home. I didn't go much. I wasn't much of going out. This is the one that had me, now that I retired. She said, I worked too hard, so I should relax and have a good time. So she was the one that made me join the senior citizen. But I never dreamed that I would get retired like I did. I always had my imagination of retiring and traveling. I want to travel so bad. But now I can't even travel. It's kind of my heart. I only went one time to Mexico, and that was the last time my mother wanted to go. Here in 73. And she says, before I die, I want to go home, she said, and fix my mother's grave. I said, I worked a lot of overtime. I said, if we wait until May, with my check, I said, we can have a good time. So I got my little car, and her and I alone went to Mexico. And we stopped in different little towns and little villages. I just want to see how other people lived. And my mother and I, we had a good time. And then we went to a place where they took us boat riding, and the people was real nice. They were very, very poor, but they made you feel at home. And then over there, my mother had her first attack. And I said, I got to get back right away with her. So I drove real fast. It didn't take me long to get to Chula Vista. When I got to Chula Vista, I said, well, how come you come back so fast? I said, well, he's sick. So we called her his doctor, and his doctor wouldn't do nothing because he said she had a doctor here in Los Angeles. So I said, well, here we go. I said, I'll fix my mom in the back in the car. I drove and I came into Long Beach. I went straight into Long Beach to her doctor. Doctor says, your mother's got heart trouble. So that's what's wrong with her. And she said, did she get mad over there? I said, no. Well, she got mad with one of my aunts a long time ago, about a year before this. I said, well, that's has something to do with it. So when you, sometimes he says, when you've never been sick and you get real mad, that'll fix your heart. And brought her home. I went to, took her to the doctor, and I just stayed home. Cleaned up the place. Because we have a lot of trees at the house. Fruit trees and flowers. And I trim the trees on weekends and keep up the house real nice.
Towards the end of the war, did you ever worry about whether or not you would be laid off?
Yeah, didn't bother me. Because I always managed to save money. I know how to save money, let's put it that way. I was raised as poor. And money didn't go to my head. I always managed to have money. But since I started getting sick and lawyers and doctors, why, it ended. Now I'm trying to fight compensation of kind of my lungs. With the UCLA doctor says I got white lung. And that white lung affected my heart. And they asked me the other day if I felt like it was, any doctor told me where I was in kind of my work. And I said, not a doctor told me. All they told me, I had lung trouble. Lung trouble. The way how I found out is what you told me and what I read in the paper, what my friends been telling me. And I had the same feeling. I can't breathe right. I have my mouth open all the time. At bed, I have to use two pillows. I can't do much walking. I can't do nothing, let's put it that way. All I want is them to pay the my doctor visit, every time I go and see a doctor, it costs me $35. My medication's awful high. But I never dreamt that I would retire. I always want to work. I love to work. I can find more things to do. I don't know, a lot of people say, I don't see how you can